Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday, and I'm doing a solo bid for you today. Don't know why. So, over the past couple of weeks, scheduling has been hectic. Also, again, this is what, the first, second, third, the fourth studio I've been building since we started the show. Well, if you guys, for everyone who's been with us since the beginning, the seven people who's been with us since the beginning, I started the Distraction Network off of old studio equipment, right? And I upgraded my equipment in my studio. I also upgraded my house, so basically for a 10-month period, I had to shift studios. It was always a temporary studio until I got into my new house, and then I ran another home studio. So, we have a nice house. We've been living in this house for 2 years now, but one thing about my home is it is the place where the family comes. We already have six kids. Me and my wife have six kids together. I try to do interviews with important people. Everybody's important, but I try to do interviews with people, but I don't want everybody to come to my house. Secondarily, with me running my studio out of my home, I can only run it around the schedule of my family. And with six kids, with friends coming in all the time, it came to the point where I had to move my studio out of my house because my studio is at a point in the house where if I'm recording, everyone has to be quiet. So I've been keeping it secret because there's been a lot of things I've been telling y'all been going on, and 90% of it comes true, but like the 10% that doesn't come true, I feel bad about it because I said, hey, this is about to happen, and then it doesn't happen. So, again, every podcast from now on, I'm going to say, hey, I got my master's degree. I'm done with my master's degree. I got a partner, and we decided we was going to actually open a studio. I'm running the podcast side of it. I will help out with the audio recording side for the music, and he will be doing his thing in music. So we'll be running that studio. We already started moving everything out, and as of right now, my recording studio is still full, but right around Friday, Saturday, I'll be moving everything into the other studio. When we get there, a lot of things might change, a lot of things might stay the same, but we'll get to that when it happens. As of right now, we have just scheduling problems that I looked into the filing system. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't have a podcast for tomorrow. So I am here today recording a quickie for you guys, and I hope you like it. So what we're going to talk about today is something that's on everyone's mind. If you are a basketball fan, you have been glued to the television. If you are a fan of Charlotte, you know that Kemba Walker's gone. If you are a friend of Boston, you know Kyrie Irving's gone. If you are a fan of Golden State, you know you're going to be sitting on a bench come playoffs next year. Now, y'all probably make it to the playoffs, but not too much behind that. So a lot of things has been moving, and tampering was going on the whole time. How? Because if you listen to the Discussions podcast that came out about the NBA 2020 predictions, you will see that I predicted things that already happened now. And I will be probably right talking about this next thing. Now, I bet a lot of people that this was going to come into fruition. I bet a lot of people this is going to come to fruition in May. I talked about it a little bit on the podcast in June, and soon we'll see if I was right or wrong. But today I'm going to talk about Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to let this run to a commercial break just because it's a quickie and I got to get my money and record myself talking about myself to myself because I only have 15 listeners. And then we'll get back after that. I'll talk about Kawhi Leonard. I am back. We were talking about Kawhi Leonard. And what I wanted to say real quick is I really, really like the way he handles business right now. Because within the first 6 hours of free agency, you knew where everyone was going. You knew everybody committed. So that means that in order for everybody to commit that quick, they either one decided a long time ago where they were going. Everybody was in cahoots with each other, sat down, had these dinners, had these lunches, decided what they was going to do, which everyone already knows. I mean, people know that happens. But the second part to that is the teams have to agree to it. So even if Kawhi and KD decided they was going to go to Brooklyn back in January, the teams have to know. I'm going to tell you something else. A whole year before LeBron decided that he was going to go to L.A., L.A. made a crazy move and they picked up a Clutch Sports client that was worth nothing, basically. Pay him a whole bunch of money and use his contract in order to help bring in LeBron when he came in. So that move was made a whole year prior, saying that the Lakers probably knew, like 90% knew, that LeBron was going to come to the Lakers. So I like the way Kawhi does business right now, because I'm using logic to say that he will go to the team that he's going to go to. And I have a whole reason, bunch of reasons to back it up. But he truly did what he was supposed to do in this agency. Yeah, LeBron called him a few times. I'm sure a lot of other players called him a few times. People called his agent. People was talking to his agent the whole time. I'm pretty sure a lot of that was being done. And I'm pretty sure he picked up calls. He listened. But what he decided to do, even though probably in his head, he knew he was going to sign with the team that I think he's going to sign with tomorrow, he wanted to appreciate free agency, get wooed a little bit, sit down, have conversations, and give people the opportunity to recruit him. And that's only commendable. So free agency started on Sunday. He was like, hey guys, Sunday's the day for the Lord. It's for the Lord. And I cannot conduct business on Sunday. I will have this conversation with Magic Johnson, though, because that's my homie. Not really, but it's just a casual conversation. He's probably going to mention the Lakers a couple of times, but still, it's a conversation. I'm not going to sit down in these front offices and actually work, though, until Monday or Tuesday. And it ended up being Tuesday. And today is Tuesday. Kawhi has had a meeting with the Lakers. Kawhi has had a meeting with the Clippers. And he's probably already had his meeting with the Raptors. So as of right now, everyone has talked to him. Now, to me, the reason why Kawhi wants to have his meetings in LA is because he's from that area. He's from Southern California. And he wanted to be at home with people that he know, that he can have a conversation with, that he can talk to before he makes this choice. Remember, he was drafted to the Spurs, I think. He was traded to Toronto. This is the first time he has his career in his own hands, right? And I think Toronto did exactly what they needed to do to give them a really, really good shot at maintaining him. I think the Lakers did exactly what they needed to do to have a really good shot of recruiting him. And I think the Clippers, that's a good front office. That's all I think about the Clippers. Now, anybody from Southern California, you never know what Kyrie's thinking. Not Kyrie, but I keep saying around the case. You never know what Kawhi's thinking. However, I need to stop my computer from dinging. Give me a second. There we go. But however, he might, everybody's a Lakers fan there. He might just be different and like the Clippers. You never know. We don't know who, what kind of fan he is, but according to his family members, he's a Lakers fan. He requested to go to the Lakers a year ago. Or two, maybe. But they sent him on to Toronto. So, I don't see the Clippers having what they need in order to get him. So, we can knock that out. I think it's between the Lakers and Toronto. And here's why I think the team that I think is going to get him. One, Toronto has a whole country behind them. They have Drake. They have a MVP season with them. They completely cater to Kawhi Leonard, right? They have a mediocre three, a big one, and a mediocre two behind them, right? However, the Lakers is basically the home team, right? The Lakers have two all-stars already. And we already know, even though Kawhi is an all-star, is a superstar, he does not have the superstar personality. He likes to do his job. He likes to be known for doing his job. He likes to get paid, and he likes to take his butt home. He's not the superstar type, right? Just like KD is not the alpha male type on a team, and which is why he needs an alpha there, which means he needed Westbrook or he needed Draymond Green. He's going to need Kyrie Irving. He needs an alpha to do the alpha stuff so he could sit back and just shoot the ball. So Kyrie has a lot of that too. Except for, I said Kyrie. Kawhi has a lot of that too. Kawhi, however, seems to be a little bit more alpha. Like he's quiet. He's on that court. He does his thing. Off the court, he's quiet and reserved. KD, on the court, does his thing in a quiet, reserved way. Off court, is very reserved and lashes out at people because it seems like he doesn't like the way his life goes. Like he's one of those permanently depressed people that should be seeing a shrink. I don't even know if shrink is a negative term right now. So we're going to say a psychiatrist. We say psychologist. Colleges, not psychiatrist. No drugs, baby. So, out of LA and Toronto, I think he's going to LA. I think both places offers him the opportunity to be a big superstar, but not have to have that superstar personality. He went to Toronto in 1 year and accomplished more in 1 year than any other team. Than what's that dude's name? Half man, half amazing. Vince Carter, he accomplished more than Vince Carter. He accomplished more than Jalen Rose. He accomplished more than DeMar DeRozan. He accomplished more than the other dude that's on the team, Kyle Lowry. because even though Kyle Lowry's on that team this year, he was just, other than one quarter in the finals, the one that they won, he didn't really show up. And that's him every year. But I also think that they would have been able to get a chip if that was LeBron would have left the East earlier. But that's neither here nor there. But one of the other things about the East is Toronto's not going to get deep in the playoffs next year. Here's why. Load management, right? Kawhi's going to need the rest. I think with the way the East is stacked up, going to be stacked up next year, he's not going to be able to rest that much. Which means he's going to be sitting down. Either he's going to sit down, they're going to barely make the playoffs or not make the playoffs, or he's going to play more and he's not going to have it in the playoffs. They will roll into the playoffs and get beat early because he don't have the rest that he needed. We already saw that even in the finals, he was limping, he was tired, he was done, he was spun. So I don't think him in the East will make it to the finals. I think him in the West is going to make the finals. I think in the meeting, he decided, because watch the Lakers. Lakers made no moves. They signed AD. They retained, what's that dude's name? LeBron. They didn't have to retain him. His contract rolled in anyway. They kept Kyle Kuzma, and they basically gutted the team for everybody else. After the meeting with Kawhi, after Magic Johnson started talking to Kawhi, they started getting vet minimums. They have now an agreement with Iggy if he gets bought out by the Grizzlies. They signed Jared Dudley. They signed another person. I forgot who they signed. But they're signing veterans. They're talking to Rondo. I don't know if Rondo took the 24-hour rule and decided to sign with the Lakers. But they're signing their veterans. They're signing league minimum players. They're going to sign a bunch of league minimum players. And I think that's because they had that conversation with him and think that that's the way it goes. So I have a caveat too. So I predicted that he was going to sign with the Lakers. But I think there's a couple of things that they have to get signed off on. One is, they need to sign off on the merchandise. That stuff got to go through. Because Kawhi, so with everyone else being tampered with and doing their tampering early, they had time to let Nike know. They had time to let, who else? Adidas know. They had time to let the people know what they're going to do so that they could start getting the merchandise ready. With Kawhi, nope. So you have to get merch ready. Another thing is Danny Green decided he was going to wait on Kawhi's decision. A lot of people think that's because Danny Green wants that max contract, right? If Danny Green wants that max contract, he would have signed with Dallas Mavericks 3 days ago when they asked him to. 2 days ago when they asked him to. Because they offered him max contract. So I think he's going to go where Kawhi's going. And the only team that's there is he's either going to stay with the Raptors or he's going to go to the Lakers, which is another reason why I think the Clippers aren't in it at all. And I think that's the second part that has to come. You will see Danny Green and Kawhi go to the Lakers or stay with the Raptors. But I really believe he's going to the Lakers. All right. So that's what I have for today. That's my quickie for you. And I'll be right back to lead us out.
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. on Facebook at DistractNet, on Twitter at Distract_net, on our website www.distractionnetwork.com, or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
And like I always say, I am back. So, hopefully by the time I get off this podcast, I go ahead and load it up to the internets. Send it on over to you guys. It'll be a correct prediction. I'm going to feel like an asshole if I send this out to you guys and he decides to go with the Raptors. But also, decided to go to the Raptors. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, so here's another thing. Today is June the 2nd. He just had his meeting with Toronto. I think he's going to sleep on and wake up and make his announcement. So that'll be June the 3rd. Now, if he does not announce on June the 3rd and he announces on July. Today is July the 2nd. I think he's going to sleep on until July the 3rd and make his announcement on July the 3rd. Now, if he doesn't make his announcement on July the 3rd, I think he's going to make his announcement on July the 5th. And I hope he doesn't make it on July the 4th, because if I see Kawhi has made his decision on July the 4th, then I know it is not going to be in LA. It's going to be in Canada. And that's going to hurt. So, that's it, man. Those are my predictions. That's my one prediction. I already predicted it in May, posted it in June, mid-June. But that's how I think it's going to happen. I think Kawhi's going to the Lakers. I think the announcement will be tomorrow. And I also think he's going to bring Danny Green with him. And it might be a little incentive enough for Danny Green. I don't know. But if you like to follow me, you can find my links on the Distraction Network. My Twitter feed is Holiday4000. Now, on the Distraction Network, you can follow the Facebook page that is at DistractNet. Our Twitter page is at Distract_net. And as I keep saying, you can go to the website. You can click on any podcast that we have. You can read the footnotes there. We are adding editorials. We have a lot of new surprises coming up. I've been working on for about a year. Videos. Anything. Distractions getting bigger. So, as I always say, take care. Be safe and good night.